You're listening to Team Talk on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Welcome back to Team Talk, ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team, here till 5:30 tonight, and then we've got Dame and Giannis and the Bucks traveling to Boston to take on the Celtics. We'll have that game for you at 5:30. Full shows tomorrow and Friday live from Route 66 Sportsbook, but in the meantime, we are talking basketball with the head coach for the Lobo women's basketball team, Coach Mike Bradbury. We always like to get caught up with Coach Bradbury after the season's over. And Coach, a season in which you go 21-11, 12-6 in Mountain West play. You were a second place team in the 11-team Mountain West Conference. Your thoughts looking back on this season, Coach Bradbury?
I thought it was a great year. I know for us and the team, it was the most fun year that I've had in my 8 years at New Mexico. I mean, we had a great team with high character kids and really, really kids that worked really hard, and they got everything that they wanted out of the season.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, and you were able to earn Coach of the Year honors through the efforts of those players you were just talking about. I know you don't like to talk much about it, but quite an honor. It's the first time you'd won it, at least in the Mountain West, Coach.
Yeah, and you know, fortunate, but you know, again, that award goes to our players and my staff, who does a great job of getting our players prepared to play every game and to practice every day. You know, and I really appreciate all their efforts.
All right, well, your program has been a mainstay in the top three in the league going on 6-7 years or so. And because of the attachment you had to this team, because of the fact that you went 12-6 in conference play, I'm sure with the season ending against San Diego State, that's a little bit different than the other losses along the way.
Yeah, you know, it's tough when you get beat in the conference tournament. It, you know, it is every time that it happens. And, you know, I thought we played really hard and, you know, we ran into a team that was really hot, you know, that got all the way to the championship game. And, you know, that night they were a better team than us. But, you know, I thought our effort and execution was good in that game. We just weren't quite good enough.
We're talking to Coach Mike Bradbury. He is the head coach for the Lobo women's basketball team. Okay, so as you now move into mid-March, noticed the transfer portal across the country opened up as quickly as Monday. So it's a big part of college basketball as we sit here in 2024, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's for the last year or two, it's the most chaotic time of the year, and you know, it seems like you're going to lose half of your team, and most teams, you know, lose 6, 7, 8 people, you know, every year. And it's unfortunate, but it's just part of the game. And, you know, something that, you know, you better embrace and get used to doing, you know, if you want to have success. And that's kind of how, you know, what we're doing. And, you know, it's a bunch of teams that are just trading players around.
Well, before we get into those situations, Nia Augman, a fan favorite and somebody that the fans have been used to watching see play for quite a while. I obviously, you probably know her since she was a sophomore. You got the news, and sophomore in high school, you got the news that she is deciding to retire. She's got her degree, and any of your Lobo women's fans that saw her towards the end of the year realized that she was gutting out a lot of those games and has to, you know, deal with some injuries, I guess you would say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, that kid is a great kid, true competitor, plays as hard as anybody I've coached. And, you know, her leadership this year was unbelievable. You know, I've said it on here a lot of times. You know, she was the heart and soul of our team, and I can't wait to see, you know, what she does with the rest of her life. Just a great person, and gave us everything that she had. And that, you know, it's unfortunate, but that, you know, she's beat up. I mean, she'll have multiple surgeries and things like that, and some of them are very, very lengthy rehab. So You know, we wish you the best. And, you know, Anaya and I have been talking about this for weeks about, you know, what's best for her. And, I mean, there were several games that I told her, Anaya, I don't think you should go back out there. And that kid just continued to fight and play. And you know, she just didn't want to ever come out of the game.
No, and the fans could see her, you know, even going up the ramp at half. You know, it was a struggle, but then she'd come down and play that, basically that entire second half. We're talking to Coach Mike Bradbury, head coach for the Lobo women. All right, so with the whole portal, you've got a couple international players that have decided to move on. It's got to be this whole thing you've got to be prepared for as a head coach, almost like year to year, and that's where the recruiting is so important. So just talk about, you know, the status of the personnel now and how you feel about it.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the international kids, you know, with Paula, for instance, this was pretty much planned before the season, you know, that she would go experience something else. And we've been helping her through the whole process for a while now. And, you know, Paula's great. You know, she's one of our favorites, and she's, you know, tremendous kid, tremendous talent. And with Charlie, hers is a little different. You know, she came.
You're talking
here,
about Charlie Cole from Germany, okay?
Right, and Charlie, you know, came here, you know, for a 1-year deal, and then we would talk later. But Charlie's education is different. Germany's rules and laws over there are different, so she has to start as a sophomore when she gets back over there, and that's why Charlie was going to come here for a year and then go back and start her education. So, you know, those two, really no surprise at all.
Okay, so going into this year, and again, you were able to take second place. You had a lot of new players. You didn't have a whole lot returning when you started this current, you know, 2023-2024 season, and it seems like it's going to be that way next year as well, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely, and Joe, it's going to be this way every year going forward.
Okay.
You know, and it's going to be this way for every team. I mean, there are multiple teams, you know, in there right now that have – the teams that aren't playing right now and have finished playing, I mean, the majority have a half a dozen in there already. And then it'll continue to get more and more as teams get eliminated from postseason play, and it usually starts the very next day. But this is the way it's going to be, and, you know, whether, you know, you like it or don't like it or wish it wasn't this way or wish it was like – it was, you know, 10 years ago. That's not the way it is, and it's not the way it's going to be. And you just have to embrace it, you know, and go with the new times of college athletics.
A lot of people are going to hear this and all of this activity and say, well, I didn't realize on the women's side there was as much activity as on the men's side. But listening to you explain this, apparently there's as much activity on the women's side as well, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's several teams that have no players currently on their team. And there was even a couple teams today that are going to have to back out of a postseason tournament because they don't have enough players. So, this is just the new way.
Okay.
You know, it's okay, and I don't necessarily love it, but it's just the way it is.
Interesting. Yeah, we heard it. Well, you know, we're just chatting here. We heard about a number of high-profile men's teams decline going to the NIT, and what you just told me about what's happening here with some postseason tournaments on the women's side, maybe the reason they didn't do it was just for that exact reason, Coach Bradbury? We're speculating here, but, you know, it's hard not to, you know, ignore that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, again, we are speculating, but that very well could be. And, you know, so I just think it's the new thing, and it's, you know, it's really amped up over the last year or two, where now you can transfer every single year, wherever you want to go. So, you know, used to you could only do it one time. Now you can do it four or five times anywhere you want to go. So, you know, it's going to continue. So, you know, we're trying to embrace it and just be prepared that, you know, every spring this is the way it's going to be.
Okay, well, one, you know, amongst the other players that you will have in a Lobo uniform next year is a former Sandia Matador, V. Cumber. The Matadors won the 5A state championship game at the Pit. So it's good to have somebody locally that you can count on coming back with her experience. And I'm sure she's feeling pretty good around the locker room there, area coach, or the practice facility, knowing that the Sandia Matadors are 5A girls state champs.
Yeah, absolutely, and what a great championship game! I was there for the whole state tournament, and that was an incredible game. Yeah, and you know, as far as V goes, you know, she's got to get healthy, but you know, as it stands, she's in good shape right now, and hopefully, she can get her health back and be ready to go.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate you making the time. Like I said, I like to catch up with you after the season, and we were able to do that today. Appreciate you, Coach Bradbury.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, so there you go. Appreciate the time there with Lobo Women's Basketball Coach Mike Bradbury, the reigning Mountain West Coach of the Year going into the offseason with that honor. And like every coach, every offseason, as you heard there from him, it's not going to get any different. It's not going to get any easier in putting these teams together. But really putting these teams together is what these offseasons are about now for men's basketball, for women's basketball, for all of them. And now a new season starts, a new job starts for Coach Mike Bradbury and the Lobo women's basketball staff. It's Team Talk, ESPN Radio 101.7. The team, Sam Hauser, Joe O'Neill. Coming up next, we're going to go out to Memphis to talk to somebody who writes for Clemson. John Blau covers Clemson for the Post and Courier out of Charleston, South Carolina. Big Clemson contingent following out there in Charleston. He's going to join us next, give us the lowdown. We can see about this Clemson team on paper, but he's going to give us everything that we should be watching for and how they stack up in this matchup with the Lobos on Friday in the NCAA tournament. John Blau from the Post and Courier out of South Carolina going to join us next. ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.